the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Thrilled to have you.
Thank you. It's been a while. How long has it been? It's like we woke up from a dream and here you all are again.
About a week.
How can you tell it's been a week?
We have calendars here in physical reality. And
what
clocks.
Makes you think that time is even moving? Could it be possible that you're just in one event the whole time, in one moment the whole time, that there was no before, there is no after, that this is the moment relived over and over and over again, becoming more real with each passing moment? When you were a child, you had very little concept of the past and very little concept of the future, and you lived mostly in the moment. And as have you noticed that the more moments you live, the more the future seems really important and the past seems really meaningful, but yet it means nothing. It's only the moment. And is this moment any different than any other moment? Is this moment a happier moment than any other moment? Is some moment sadder or funner or boringer or whatever? Is it? Is there anything inherent in the moment that brings it meaning, or are you just judging the moment? This moment is a good one. This moment's a bad one. What is it that makes a moment good? It's your perspective, exactly. It's your, but you have choice over your perspective. So really, it's your judgment, right? So compared to another moment, this moment might seem exciting. This moment, we're all together, where there's like-minded people, that we have purpose, that we're having a conversation about something that could enhance the experience of your life and the lives of others. This moment, compared to the moment when you were in the shower, seems more important, doesn't it? But yet it is no more important than that moment. It's exactly the same level of importance. What you're thinking about in the shower is as creative as what you're talking about right now. You just think that moment is just one of those moments that pass you by and you're going to get your stuff done. And then you're going to go to the next moment where you're dressing and the next moment where you're driving to work and the next moment when you're working and the next moment when you're having lunch and the next moment when you're working some more and the next moment when you're having a conversation, the next moment when you're driving home, the next moment when you greet your spouse or your kids or your friends or your whatever, the next moment when you eat dinner and the next moment when you watch TV and the next moment you go to sleep, right? But each of those moments is creative. You are creating your future or your present in that moment. And we should say you're creating your present because you're never really creating your future. You're just moving along and changing the conditions that surround you and molding that into something that you prefer more, or at least you think you prefer more. Isn't that interesting? So when you're driving home and you're all by yourself and you're listening to the radio, that's a creative moment. And that moment can be just as exciting as any other moment. It's completely up to you. And it's interesting, isn't it, that you go through these cycles where you maybe plan for an event such as this, which has been planned out all week, and you sort of know that this event is coming, and you sort of design your day around this time period, and you think about things you want to talk about during this time period, right? And so this moment seems to be a pinnacle. And then there are moments that seem to be a pain in the butt, like the moment you have to wash dishes or the moment you have to make that phone call to somebody you don't want to talk to, right? But no matter what the moment is, whether it's this moment we're having this conversation, washing dishes, or talking to someone that you don't want to talk to, all those moments are creative and all those moments exist in a vacuum of their own without any inherent meaning to the past or the future. Isn't that interesting? And with that, what else do we need to say? It's the most important thing we could ever have said. Do you understand the moment? Do you even think about the moment? You've heard the moment is the point of all creation, that there is nothing else. The future, if when you're in the future, you're in the moment. When you're in the past, you're in the moment. You're thinking about the past in this moment. You're thinking about the future in this moment. You're worrying about the future in this moment. You're regretting something that happened in the past in this moment. So that regret or resentment of the past is clouding or affecting this moment. And since you are creating in this moment, it affects what you're creating in this moment. When you worry about anything that may happen in the future, your bills, what you're going to get people for Christmas, what Christmas is going to be like, anything that seems like it's overwhelming causes stress in this moment. And it's not even here yet. So why do you care? Your job is to think only about feeling as good as you can in this moment. So when you begin to worry and you realize that you're thinking about the future and then now you're affecting this moment, well, then you can start to think differently about what you're thinking about in the future, right? You can start to purposely frame that thought about the future in a way that is empowering and not one that's worrying. There's a trick to that, though, isn't there? There's a trick that you talked about this week, that framing something as empowering and beneficial seems off. It seems awkward. It seems untruthful. It seems like a lie. It seems like you're not being realistic. It seems like you're putting your head in the sand. It seems like you're avoiding the subject. And so that dissonance between how you normally operate by planning and fretting and worrying and stressing, and now you're viewing it as a beneficial thing, as a positive thing, you're taking it and you're dissecting it and you're making it sound better. And what you're doing is you're making yourself feel better. That's the only thing you're doing. But if you are having a conflict between realities, the reality is these bills have to get paid. And what you're saying is, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. The money will come. It seems like you are in a conflict, and that one, the real one, is the one you've been doing your whole life, is the one you're comfortable with, the one that you think is real, the one that says you should worry about these things, that you should stress over things, and all stress is created by yourself, feels like that's reality. And this idea that you should frame it like it's going to be okay, like things are working out for you, like everything is for you, that you don't need to worry about it because the universe has your back, that you are always being led towards what you truly desire, you're always being led towards what you want, that seems a little too nice and a little too awkward. And so you want to say, how can I make believe this niceness over here? That feels weird. And here's the trick to all that. Practice it. And as you practice, you'll get used to it. And when you get used to it, you will automatically do it. And if you automatically do it, your life will be enhanced greatly. And if you don't do it, your life will be a struggle always. And that is the secret.
So you're saying practice the most positive outcome we could imagine, thinking
practice,
about that, daydreaming about good.
Not daydream. When you read that, oh, I'm in trouble, or oh, this is going to turn out bad, or oh, I have to worry about this, that is a limiting thought, and that is going to keep you limited. And that thought is not true. It is a fabrication. It's a story. Just because it seems like it could be true, that it's based on a fear that might happen, doesn't make it true. Your other choice is to say, think the most empowering thought you can possibly think. Things will work out. The money will come. I can't see how it's going to unfold. I have faith that the universe is taking care of me. I have seen that in the past, the universe has taken care of me. If I look back at my past, I've never really had to worry about anything. So all those times I've worried and stressed out in the past were all for naught because things always did work out. And even those things that seemed like they didn't work out were actually for my benefit, and I can see that now from a little time has gone by in that perspective of time. I can see that it worked out. to bring me where I am now. That story is not real either. The limiting story is not real. The empowering story is not real, as far as you know, right? But one is empowering and one is limiting. We happen to know that the empowering ideas that we just reference are the truth. We can see it from our perspective. However, from your perspective, the limiting idea seems to be the truth. The limiting idea feels more real to you. And taking the higher perspective feels more like you're sugarcoating it, like you're being a positive thinker, like you're being Pollyannic about it, like it's a nice thing to think about, but not real. And that's because you're so used to taking the limited perspective. If you had been taking the higher perspective your entire life, the limiting perspective would feel awkward instead of the other way around. So all it is a conversation about momentum and habit. And what we want you to do is change your habit. And when you change your habit to pivot from the limiting perspective to the higher perspective, from the idea that seems real to the idea that seems far-fetched, you will open up or start channeling a new energy and creating a new momentum. And this momentum and new energy will radically transform your life like nothing else can. If you cling to this limiting perspective, you will continue living a limited existence, or a more limited existence than what could be possible, which is an unlimited existence. And which prefer, the limited, limiting experience of life or the unlimited experience of life? Who wants to say what they prefer?
Unlimited.
Because you are a limitless being of pure positive love. And when you limit yourself, you distance yourself from who you really are. And every human being limits themselves to some extent. And it's all self-imposed because there are no limitations. Unless you are here to explore limitation. But you can have explored that enough by now. And now you can change your mind and go in the direction of what is preferred, which would be limitlessness.
So it's all basically just our habit. Our habit is to think limiting.
Your habit is to think more limiting thoughts than what you would be thinking if you were the embodiment of your inner self walking around on Earth. Your inner self would not tolerate one limiting thought for the entire duration of your life. Can you imagine that? Not one limiting thought. Not ever. One, oh, poor me, ever. And as a limitless being living on planet Earth, you could experience anything you wanted to experience. The limited version of you puts up these barriers of worry and stress and fear that are all false and needless. You do it because you are in an environment, a physical environment, and there is a survival instinct that naturally brings through fear, and there's momentum caused by eons of parents scaring children.
So how do we shake it off? Shake it.
Like that. How you shake it off? You realize that you're having a limited thought. Oh, I'm going to be late for work. That's the limiting thought. Who cares if you're late? How do you know you're going to be late? Nothing's happened yet. You're still in this moment. Everything's fine. Everything is perfect in this moment. You're not late for work yet. You don't know if being late is going to be a bad thing. Being late may be the best thing that ever happened to you. So you're worrying about something that could be the best thing that ever happened to you. Instead, when you receive that limiting thought, you instantly say, I don't care if I'm late. If I'm late, it's meant to be. I'm sure if I need to be there on time, traffic will go smoothly. Everything will be easy. I'm just going to relax and enjoy this moment. And I have the intention to arrive at work in an appropriate time according to whatever is supposed to happen. I give it up to the universe and allow them. Had I not meant to be late, I wouldn't be late. Had I meant to be late, I shall be late.
I was late yesterday and it worked out perfectly. It wasn't busy at all. And my last client of the day, they were leaving and in a rush. And so they wanted me to just basically let them look at it all online. So instead of standing in a room for 15 minutes with people waiting on me to do something, I got to sit down in an office at a desk and just take my time and do it the way that I enjoy doing it. And it all worked out perfectly because I didn't stress out about it.
Had any thought of worry come up for you, you could have said, oh, this is a terrible thing. Or you could have said, listen, I think this is the way it's all going to work out. I think that the universe has my back. I'm not going to worry about it now. And which way did you do it?
I did it the easy way for the most part. Even it had snowed and ice the night before, and I forgot to start my car. So I was already late. And then I had to spend another 20 to 30 minutes de-icing my car. And I just did it. I just took my time and sat in my car and let it heat up a little bit and just kept reassuring myself that it was all working out. Maybe there was something on the road that I was missing. Maybe there was the perfect client that was going to be there for me. Just soothing myself.
Exactly right. That is the higher perspective. That's exactly what we're talking about here. And we will go even a step further to say that you, as we know you to be, living in a mostly positive emotional state of being, are receptive to inner guidance and communication. And had it been important to you to be on time, you would have received a message to de-ice your car or to prepare it the night before.
Mm.
And since you did not receive that, you can know for sure that everything's going to work out. And it did.
That's comforting.
Not only is it comforting, but it's also creative. This emotional state of ease that you find yourself in, where you're able to receive thoughts that might be limiting and then analyze that thought quickly and then replace it with a beneficial thought or an empowering thought. That is how you create your reality right there. That is the creative process. That is how you allow everything you want to come to you. That's all there is to it.
Where does the creation of new stories and affirmations fit into this? Let's say we don't necessarily or we can't necessarily find the limiting belief or the soothing belief, but we do realize that it's good to tell a more positive story. Is that of any help or is that a totally different subject?
That's the exact same subject we're talking about here.
Okay.
Empowering story. Do you listen to our incredibly wonderful meditations?
Oh, yeah.
They are
the abundance one.
They are the empowering
perspective. The passion one, not really. Okay.
It's all the empowering perspective. It's a lot of words that are all saying empowering things, and then it's a period of talking to yourself in an empowering way, repeating affirmations that are empowering. It's all designed to get you to this habit of speaking to yourself in an empowering way and believing in yourself and the world and the universe in an empowering way rather than in a fearful way.
Mm.
All of those words are love words, all based in love. There are no fear words anywhere in there.
Because I find myself often now saying things like, it's okay, everything's going to work out okay. You know, just things which I hear, which I repeat to myself a bit like a mantra.
That's fine. Now you can elaborate on that. You can say, if this client doesn't do what I'm intending for him to do, then this is good for me. Because this client might be one that is a pain in the ass down the road, is difficult to deal with. And if this client works out, this might be a direction or anything like that.
Mm.
You know. So if something happens good, then you ramp that up. This is really good. It's really fantastic. Everything's working out. This is proof that the universe has my back. And if something you perceive as bad happens, you have to know it is not bad. It is for you. You just can't see it right now. And so you say to yourself, I can't see it right now. This is going to be interesting to see how this all unravels in my benefit. From my perspective right now, I can see a little fear. I can feel a little fear here. And I recognize it as a judgment that I think it's bad, but I realize that there is no bad, that nothing wrong is happening, that it's all happening for me, and I am curious to see how this unfolds for my benefit. Mm. And then now your perspective is aligned with looking at this subject in a way that's empowering to you. And from that empowering view of this subject, you create a more empowering, a more preferred reality.
Mm.
You are removing your attention away from anything not preferred, and you are realigning yourself with things that you want, with things you truly want. You want to be in a universe that has your back, to want to be taken care of. You want to realize that you don't have to do anything, that you receive what you want. So what you want to do is change your story so that you can get into this allowing mood or this allowing emotional state of being.
I can see that my story is changing a bit and that I've started saying to myself, this is for me and I created it.
Excellent.
Already those two basics, I mean, those are like fundamentals.
Those are the building blocks.
They're the building blocks. But
now you can add to that. You can color it in. You can be more detailed. You can say more words.
Okay.
You can practice it more. And then you can spend less time saying words that are limiting, telling stories that are limiting, especially to yourself, but also to other people as well. You were with an abundant friend recently.
Yeah.
How does he talk?
He's a very positive, upbeat, loves himself. Everything's great, especially now, you know,
confident.
Now where he is now.
Confident, relaxed.
Yeah.
Easygoing, enjoying life, having fun?
Generally, yeah.
And this happened for him naturally.
Yeah.
And you have to make some changes to emulate that. But you can emulate that now and then watch your reality shift around to become more like his. Adopt his exact same attitude and approach to life. Ease, joy, confidence, fun, allowing, passion. He naturally aligned with the vibration of abundance through passion. He was fantastically interested in what he was doing. He enjoyed every aspect of it. He found it challenging, not frustrating.
Yep. And loved it.
You may have entered your profession from some interest in that, and then you have a mix of interest and fear and doubt and worry and concern and elation and joy and all kinds of things, right?
Yep.
So his focus is a little more narrow than yours, and that's okay. He created the life that works for him, and you created the life that works for you.
Yeah.
And all you're doing is fine-tuning it a little bit here and there, just setting the dial and just tuning it more towards where you want. You live in a wonderful apartment. You have a wonderful boyfriend. You have a fantastic job. You live in an amazing city. You have great relationships with all kinds of people. You have a passion for exercise, and you have created an amazing level of abundance,
even though I could ramp it up a bit more.
You would like it to be more. And of course, it's all about bringing more and more and more of what is wanted.
Yes.
Excellent. Who else would like to share? Astrid?
Well, I want to talk about the body, because last time you said something about how this shift that we're going through, as a result of that, the body is under a lot of stress.
What we said was that there's two different topics here. One is, we'll start with the general talk about the body, that you create stress from your judgment of the moment. If you judge the moment as wonderful and enjoyable and everything's working out, then your body is without stress and free to receive the well-being energy of the universe. And your body, every cell in your body, is seeking and maintaining and finding and living up to well-being and creating well-being. But when you worry about the future, you cause stress. When you regret the past, you cause tension. When you resent something that happened or something that someone did in the past, you cause more stress. And this stress is like a hum, we will say. It is a low limiting thought. It's a limiting way of being. It's a low emotional state of being that is persistent and at this cellular level. And this cellular, at this level, it blocks off some of the energy that comes from the universe. And you might manifest that with your body telling you that it is receiving stress in the form of headaches or backaches or pain or colds or whatever, something bodily related. And over time, it may get more persistent if you're not focused on it. Now, if you're living a life of ease without stress at all, your body is functioning optimally. And so this conversation about ways to reduce the amount of stress by thinking about things differently will allow your body to maintain well-being. Not only just maintain well-being, the proper weight, the proper functioning, the proper feeling, the proper momentum, the proper changing in and out of new cells coming in and old cells going out. That whole thing, the whole system works optimally when you are without stress. And with stress, it can cause a hiccup here or there, especially over the long term. Now, there's another issue. When you are on this ride with us, you are changing your vibration very quickly. And those of you even listening to us, there is a lot of energy shifting going on here. And you are moving, depending on where you were when you came in, to where you, how quickly you're headed and how quickly your perspectives are changing, that you are going to notice this physically. And it is a clearing out of energy, we will say. And so your body will shake off some unwanted energy as you shift into a new perspective and a new alignment with what is wanted. And so often people get sick or get colds or some other thing erupts within. And it's just a temporary thing that will pass as soon as you get back into alignment with. It's actually a very good thing. It's a clearing energy. And that could be what you're experiencing. Is that what you're experiencing? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. I was just curious, but it's so weird because as some of you know, I've been trying to lose weight and then it didn't work out. So I just sort of gave up. So the last week I've been eating about, I don't know, like 500 calories more than I know is my sort of my tolerance level each day. So I should have gained weight. And then I've noticed for some reason I've lost about 2 pounds, even with this extra food. So that's like a good thing. I'm thinking that that's a good thing for me. But at the same time, I've had a week of really intense back pain, which I've never had before. So it's like I have both. I have the unwanted and the wanted. And it's just funny how they show up at the same time.
So as your body becomes more energetically stress-free, begins to work more optimally, it doesn't need to hold the weight. It processes the energy that's coming to the body in the form of food and everything else that comes into it. Light, air, wind, food, water, everything. And as it processes it more optimally, then it doesn't matter what you're eating. I mean, it all works in with your belief system, of course. So you'll have to consider that.
Yeah.
But that amount of calories in and out is not as rigid as you might believe it is.
Yeah.
Gary and Lily and Deborah, Joe and Frank went to a Abraham land cruise where they took all the Abrahamsters, took the entire resort, and it was in Mexico. And Gary loves Mexican food, and it was all you can eat from the time you woke up till the time you went to sleep. All you can eat, all you can drink, everything all inclusive. They did not stop eating from the second they woke up to the second they left. They went through at least a million avocados worth of guacamole. So did everyone else. And at the end of that 5-day period, they were all thinner than when they came in. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with your energetic state. Are you high energy? Are you alive? Are you allowing well-being? And if you are, your body can process whatever it needs to process to be optimal. And if you are stressed out and depressed and worried and nervous and concerned about your body or anything else, your body is a little confused about what to do next. A little bit cut off from well-being. But no big deal. You can think happy thoughts, you can pet a cat, you can get back into this positive emotional state of being, and the better you feel, the better everything's going to work out for you, including your body. Excellent. Is there anything more?
Not for me.
Okay. Who would like to go next? Wendy.
Yeah. I was writing that down. You know, yes, what you're talking about, what you opened with was just what I wanted to talk about today with the holidays coming. I noticed we had a holiday party Saturday night. It was fun. And I ended up getting a massive, massive headache that lasted all into Sunday. And obviously, I was resisting something or stressing about something. And the last holidays were very, very difficult. And I just don't want to do that again. I want to enjoy them and have a good time. And
so let's talk about last holidays and why were they difficult.
I didn't feel well. I was probably 70%, 60 to 70% in bed because I had such a bad headache.
Because you were?
Stressing, I guess.
Stressing out. You were worried about the future.
Yep. And just, and I don't know why, because everything always goes well.
It's a habit.
It's a habit. It's a bad
and
habit.
And this year, you'll stress a little bit less.
I hope
so. And you'll be in bed a little bit less. And next year, you'll stress a little bit less. And as you get good at this, as your habit becomes framing everything with, for you, the mantra should be, I don't give a fuck.
I love it. Okay.
Nothing matters. Nothing important is going on here. Everything's going to work out. And I don't have to be the one that controls everything so that everyone has a good time. Whether they have a good time or not is up to them. I have no control over their thoughts and emotions and what they're going through and their perception of reality. All I can do is have a good time. And if I have a good time, I bet I will influence them to have a good time as well. Because they are really concerned with how I feel. So I am going to feel good. Even though I have to give up the attention that comes with not feeling good.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You do not want that attention. Don't you think it. You do.
I think I don't. I really don't.
Good. Excellent. Good. You attending to you. Your attention is focused on how you feel. Your attention is not to be focused on making everyone happy.
Okay.
You don't have to be any different than you are. You can do whatever you want to do and allow them to be happy or not. And we will promise you that if you are happy, they will be happy.
Okay.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
You're celebrating the birth of baby Jesus.
Yeah.
All you have to think about. Kyla, what's up with you?
Oh, gosh, a lot. I came out to my mom about the podcast a little bit.
And was it as horrific as you thought it was going to be?
No, it actually went really well. It started with me telling her about the gentleman friend because we've been talking again and had this really magical night. And so the next morning I started out telling my mom about him, which is a big deal for me because I just don't tell her about a lot of guys. So that went well. So what? Why not?
Fear of?
Her
fear of
what she thinks, I guess.
And why are you afraid of what she thinks? Fear of
judgment.
And why are you afraid of judgment? Fear of
I don't know.
Negative emotion.
Oh, yeah.
You're afraid that you're going to lapse into a limited perspective. If she says something like judgmental.
Yeah.
And did you face any negative emotion during this conversation?
Not really. Well, I was a little bit nervous, like a little bit uncomfortable, but I came into it from such a feeling good place that it was easy to.
And a place of much higher confidence.
Yes, yes.
When you think of yourself in context with your mother now, compared to you, how you did 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we will say that your confidence level has never been higher and that you realize that she does not know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
She can't be any different than she is because she doesn't know what you know. You know how this universe works. You know how physical reality works. You know that you chose her. You know that you are eternally linked with her. You know that she is the one, the child, and you are the adult in the relationship, as are all children with their parents. So coming from that stance gives you confidence and now allows you to push past this fear of negative emotion, because you have an idea that you'll be able to align your perspective with what's wanted a lot faster than you had in the past. So now it's a little easier to move through these fears, right? Because
right.
What's the big deal? If she is judgmental, you can say a lot of things. Now you have a lot of tools to deal with that. You can say, she doesn't understand that I'm following a passion. She doesn't understand how the universe works. She comes from a more structured, fundamental background. She has her beliefs that are limiting, but ones that she's had her whole life. She can't change momentum midstream. I can never lose her. We are eternally linked. We made a deal to come into this together and to explore this relationship together. And this is part of that exploration. I'm expanding just as she's expanding. All these things, right? It's the higher perspective. And once you get to this higher perspective, the negative emotion can't linger very long. And if it does, it's very mild.
Yeah. And I'm finding that I get the outcome I want. I mean, she listened and she asked a lot of questions, both about the gentleman friend and the podcast. And she essentially ended it with saying, you're my child. I love you. You know, I love you no matter what you do. Sometimes you might do things that I don't necessarily agree with or approve of, but I'm always going to love you. And that was exactly what I wanted to know.
And as you come in with this air of confidence around you, she does not feel the impulse to offer advice, try and change you. She does not feel the fear, right? Because you come in fearlessly. And so it is less fearful for her, because ultimately that's all she cares about is your well-being.
So I purposefully didn't bring up my own podcast and things that, because she asked me about my career and what I was planning to do.
Fear and question.
A fear question.
Right?
Yeah.
That question is based in fear. She's worried about, are you going to be able to survive, or are you going to be homeless? And what really is she's fearful of is how she's going to feel watching you suffer. She doesn't care about how you feel as much as you think she does. She cares about how she feels. Everyone cares about how they feel. And that's why she is fearful, because she doesn't want to feel negative emotion. So she asked you this, and what did you say?
That's when I brought up the Joshua stuff.
You didn't bring up the Sexy Talk podcast?
No, that's what I was just going to say, is I don't feel as confident on that front yet.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It is. I would have received different feedback if I had gone into the conversation in that moment, because
you were afraid you would receive different feedback.
Yeah, maybe
because
so.
Because you were attached to the outcome, because the outcome would determine whether you're going to feel good or feel positive emotion or negative emotion.
So I've been receiving inspirations lately, and this is where the wobble comes in, to do more, to take it a step further than what I'm currently doing.
To be limitless.
Yeah.
Be less limited.
Yeah. And I'm receiving
That's your inspiration, but yet you don't have the confidence to push through the fear yet, because you're still afraid of negative emotion.
I'm seeing my wobble reflected back to me in stand-up comedians and information that I'm seeing on the internet, blogs, links that I happen to click on. Some of it is really affirming and empowering, and some of it is really slut-shaming. And so I recognize that it's me, and it's just a reflection of where I'm at. And is there anything that I can do beyond what I'm doing, which is just...
Tell yourself a story. So this issue of slut-shaming is the issue of any shaming, right? In the natural world... Free from the fear of society, would anyone shame anyone for anything ever?
No.
So those who are shaming are doing it out of fear. And the fear is always around how they feel. Not around you or anyone else. And this idea that there is some actual person doing the shaming that matters is... insane. We could understand it if you were worried about what your mother thinks, because she's right there. but mm-hmm. someone who is some troll on the internet who may not even be a real person, could be a computer bot, for instance. It could be completely made up. It could be some figment of your imagination. It's not anyone in front of you. Who cares?
Well, that's the thing. I don't care about people on the internet, and I'm caring less about my mom because I am seeing that I have her love as unconditional as she can.
And if you care about your mom, it's always going to limit you.
Right. Here's what really limits me, though. I mean, and it's so silly. It's
so
like the other moms at school and people who know me in that role.
How are they going to know you? How are they going to know this about you?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. All the signs that I've been seeing say to just let go of the fear and not hide anything about yourself. So that's how they'll know if I'm not hiding anything.
Yeah. And then what happens if they, if even if they knew, then what happens?
I don't know. Then I'm that.
They don't invite your kids to birthday parties?
I don't know. Maybe.
Who cares? That's up to them. It has nothing to do with you. Maybe you'll get more friends out of it. If you were to say that the podcast that you have been making, that if those women listen to it, do you really think if they were honest with themselves, would find anything troubling about it at all? The only thing that they could find troubling about it is an insecurity about the relationship or the lives that they're living.
Mm.
The only thing that could be fearful is that they traded that open, free, adventurous lifestyle for a secure lifestyle, or what they appear, what they think is secure, right? Mm. And so that from their perspective, someone living outside the what they would consider the safe zone is possibly to some, not to all, probably not to most, some a little bit frightening to them, a little bit intrusive into their, you know, understanding of themselves. However, without the fear, most of them would probably enjoy everything you're saying because it's interesting. They're not hearing it anywhere else. And you're going to have a target market. You're going to have a segment of the population that loves what you're doing, and that those people will be attracted to you. And occasionally, depending on how you feel about what you're doing, you're going to have some feedback that appears to be negative. But all it is feedback letting you know how you feel about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you aren't going to be the famous person, the unbelievably out there, well-known person that you will be tomorrow, maybe you're going to build a base of confidence by starting slowly and pushing it more and more each time and getting comfortable. Where Gary is now in all this is 1,000 degrees more comfortable than he was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and even a year ago, and even 6 months ago. You can't see where you're going to be in the future from your perspective now because your vibration is equal to who you are now. Your vibration will be different when you were that different person. Hmm. And when you're that different person, you will not have that fear. You will, it won't even bother you. It won't, you won't even think about it.
Hmm.
Do you ever watch Chelsea Handler?
Yeah, she's my favorite.
So do you think she had that kind of confidence when she was 20 years old? Probably not. She was probably a different person. She probably grew and allowed her vibration, worked through the dissonance in her vibration, got where she is. And she still probably has a little fear here and there, but is able to cast this idea that she is fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And that is inspiring, isn't it?
It is.
It's, and look at the limitations that have fallen off from her. Without those limitations, she is free to do all these wonderful things that she's doing.
Right.
Exciting things. Yeah. You know? So when you worry about going to this edge all the time and pushing it and pushing it, don't worry about it. Just do it. Do it. Do the part of it that you like to do. Record that part. And then play with it. Post it, don't post it, edit it, change it, whatever you want to do.
Right.
Just go with the moment, but don't worry about anything that's going to come up from it, because that's making up a story that doesn't exist.
Yeah, and it slows things. Okay, awesome. Good. Thank you.
Emma, how are you?
Thank you.
Excellent.
Been trying to think about what I want to ask. I think I want to ask about the feeling of disappointment you get when you see someone you know get something that you want, and you just feel that sinking feeling, like that bit of disappointment that you don't have that yet. I've been trying to analyze that.
Okay, so back to the beginning of our topic today is that you are telling a limiting story instead of framing it in a more empowering way. What did your friend get?
A date with a really hot guy.
Okay, excellent. And what is it that you want?
Well, I'd like to experience that.
Okay, excellent. So what you have done is gotten closer to that experience. You've gotten within vibrational range of it. It is, you can see how she attracted that. How does she attract it? How does she manifest this in her reality?
She just believed it was possible, I suppose.
Well, do you know how she attracted it?
Not really.
Okay, so now you can make up whatever story you want.
Oh.
Right? Make up the empowering story. Now, what is the empowering story and what's the limiting story? So why haven't you attracted a hot date? What's your story? Tell us the limiting story so that we can make fun of you for that.
Because I haven't become a vibrational match to it yet.
Well, that's not limiting. That's an empowering story.
I see it as limiting, so I'm like, I've got to become a vibrational match.
That's right. So become a vibrational match to it. And you aren't a vibrational match to it yet, and that is a very good thing. Because if you had a date with a hot guy and you weren't a vibrational match to it, then the date would not work out. It would end up being frustrating or disappointing or not lead to wherever you want to lead it. Right?
Yeah.
Now, so that's a good thing. You do not want to have a date with a hot guy until you're ready for it, until you're a vibrational match to it. What's the limiting thing? Give us just one limiting thing. We'll give you an example. There aren't not enough hot guys around.
Yeah.
That's a limiting story. So you need to pivot from that limiting story to one that is more empowering. And that empowering story might be something like, there are lots of hot guys. New hot guys are coming around me all the time. There's always going to be hot guys. There's other people have met hot guys. Here's my friend who's just gotten on a date with a hot guy. That's wonderful. It's getting closer and closer. I'm becoming close to a vibrational match to that, to something that I want. I want the feeling of this, and I know this feeling's going to come, and I know that the universe is big enough to present me with exactly what I want when I want it, when I'm ready for it. And so my job is to come into alignment with that. How do I come into alignment with that? I'm doing something right now. I'm in a conversation with infinite intelligence. I'm on a live call right now discussing this very subject. These are the things that I'm doing to become a vibrational match. I'm learning to feel better. I'm learning to reframe my experience in a more empowering way. I'm learning about what I truly want compared to what I think I want. I'm learning how my inner self gets me anything I want, how it leads me there. I'm learning that my emotions are my guidance system. And when I feel good, it means that I'm on track to get what I want. And when I feel bad, well, I've uncovered a limiting belief. And here's a limiting belief right here in front of me. I felt disappointed. My friend has this hot date. And that's a belief that says that, whatever, she got the last hot guy around, or you know, something about her is better than something about me, or whatever it is. I'm going to change that limiting belief and make it more positive. And I'm going to look at the fear in there. And the fear is that I won't meet someone, or will have difficulty, or won't be a hot guy, or I'll have to settle, or blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to change all that around and realize that I can have, be, and do anything I want in this reality. And so that's what you're doing. You are in the process of raising your vibration right now. You're 38 questions in, or whatever it is. And every question and answer that you get back in this dialogue, back and forth, and the times that we talk to you, as we're talking to you now, raises your vibration and gets you closer and closer and closer and closer to everything you want. And just like Steve and just like Kyla and just like Wendy, everything that you want is going to come to you as you get into vibration alignment with it, and you're doing everything you need to do right now. So congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is what we're talking about. By framing the better story, you feel better. And from a better feeling place, your vibration rises and you can receive inspiration and go step by step by step to getting anything you want, whether it's something that you think you want or something you truly want. Doesn't matter. You can get whatever you want. It's all yours to get whatever you want. But you have mm-hmm. to come from a good feeling, empowering place so that you can receive the inspiration and so that you can be like Kyla and move through her fears.
Yeah. I think I get stuck in analyzing too long. So I'm like, what's going on here? I'm having this negative emotion.
You are super intelligent. And that's something that super intelligent people do.
Okay.
Okay, so you're analyzing and you're trying to find a problem.
And then do I get stuck in the vibration of problem?
Absolutely. Don't find a problem. There is no problem. You are literally perfect as you are. You are self-contained. Everything you need to get anything you want in this life, to do whatever you want, to be whoever you want to be, is contained. You are the seed of every manifestation that will come from you. There's nothing outside of you. There is no problem. You can't find a problem. Even if you found a problem, you couldn't fix it anyway. Because there is no problem. It's an illusion. It's just that you're looking for an outcome that you want, and you are realizing it hasn't happened yet, and then you are trying to figure out why it hasn't happened yet, so there must be some problem, and then you're trying to fix the problem. And like you said, you're stuck in the vibration of the problem, not on the vibration of what is wanted. And what is wanted is in that empowering story that you're telling yourself, not in fixing the condition. See, because the problem is a condition that exists in your reality. Now, if your wall is an ugly green color and you want to paint it blue, you can fix that problem. But you're not really fixing anything. You're changing it from what is not preferred to what is preferred, right? You may say, I don't prefer green, so now I want it to be blue, and then you can take the action to do that, right? But you can't say that there are not enough men where I live, and so now I'm stuck because I can't figure out the solution to this problem. What you can say is that other people are getting dates with hot guys, people are getting married, people are getting relationships in this area all the time. I'm not the only one. We're not on a ship with only women and one guy. This is a huge abundant universe, and I can attract abundance in all forms, including an abundance of hot guys today. And it doesn't matter if it's a hot guy or $1 million or a castle or a button or whatever it is, a nice job, car, anything you want, is always the same thing. And you are learning the manifestation process right now. So there's nothing you're doing wrong. It's part of the learning process, and it's working out perfectly. Just be patient. Wait.
How do you be patient?
Would you want, if you were in university and it was your first day of university and you said, I want my degree next week. How come I don't have my degree? This is ridiculous. I've been here a week. I should have my degree by now. Why do I wait 4 years? I'm patient. Why do you wait 4 years? Because you're learning throughout it. You're changing your vibration. You're moving to a new level of confidence. You're interacting with other people. You're learning new things. You're discovering stuff you never knew before, right? And so even if they gave you your diploma after a week, the diploma would be worthless, wouldn't it? So even if you met a hot guy today, that hot guy would be useless because it wouldn't be the hot guy you want. Because you're attracting from this, say, level here, and you're going to be attracting from a level up here. And it may take 5 more questions. It may take 10 more questions. It may take 20 more questions. Who cares? In that time, you are adjusting to a whole new level.
Yeah. But I think with university, I know that yeah, it takes 3 or 4 years and you just know that, so you just do it. But with this, I could get into vibrational alignment really quickly and have it happen soon. It doesn't have to take a long time.
Right.
You so could, I'm like, I don't have to do be it. Patient. I could, it could come soon if I get in vibrational alignment.
So how would you get in vibrational alignment with it?
Tell a better story.
Well, that's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Change your opinion of what hot is. Mm. Change your standards of hot.
No, I don't know about that.
No, there's a lot of ways to do it, but why, yeah. But you don't want to do it that way. You don't want to take the shortcut. Yeah. That's what we're trying to say to you. You want to raise your vibration and attract from that.
Yeah.
And that's the process that you're in right now.
Yeah. Okay.
And it will be a lot quicker than you think.
Ooh.
Things mm-hmm. happen quicker, don't they, Astrid? When you just relax your vibration just a little bit, amazing things happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't they, Carla?
Yeah, definitely.
Just relaxing a little bit. Don't they, Emma? Didn't you have experience with just relaxing a little bit?
I can do it easily with work.
You can do it easily when you're not so wrapped up in the outcome. When it's not such a big deal.
I had something cool yesterday that I practiced with. We have to enter safety observations for work 5 a month. So I was sitting like at my last day of work for the year trying to think of my 5 observations to enter. I was like, I can't think of anything. So I stopped and thought, how would I feel if I knew, if I had ideas for this? And it was really easy for me to think of them, and I had them all, and I'm finished and I'm done. And I sat in that feeling. And then all of the ideas just flooded in and I finished it off.
Wow.
Yeah.
So explain how that process works. You get into a state of being where you are rising to a vibration of allowing the ideas to come to you. You're not trying to figure it out on yourself.
Right? Yeah.
And so who's giving you these ideas?
Non-physical.
Uncountable non-physical entities who are extremely interested in the safety of that situation.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
These thoughts and ideas and inspiration are coming to you when you get yourself into this zone, this flow of acceptance, and realize that you don't have to do anything on your own. That it is all being brought to you. That it is all coming to you. All you have to do is get into a state of receiving it. A relaxed, easy, confident state of receiving. Gary is in a relaxed, easy, confident state of receiving right now. It is all just flowing to him. And this ability is available to everyone. You get into the flow, the zone. You ramp it up. You become an allower. You have your beliefs altered so that you can believe that it's coming to you. That who's ever interested in anything that you're interested in is there to support you and help you and get you there and give you ideas. And if you think these are awesome ideas because they come from me, that's fantastic. And if you think these are awesome ideas because they come from infinite intelligence, that's fantastic. And if you think these are stupid ideas because they come from me, then that's limiting. Right?
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. It's just a matter of practice. And meditation helps this.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting good at sorting and sifting thoughts based on your emotional state of being.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Steve, is there anything from you? You received a new car? Magical way? You had the presence of mind to think, "What? I have some free time now. What will be the most fun thing I can do in this moment?" And then what happened? Then you received inspiration. Well, first of all, the inspiration was what? To sit in a car. And so what's the next thought that came to you? Did you ask, where do I go sit in the car? What car do I sit in? So it wasn't just go sit in a car. It was go sit in a BMW at this one dealership. Very specific. As long as you're in a positive emotional state of being. Because if you're not, then it is random shit. Like, touch a door. Your persona does. Go ahead. Kind of unusual. Experiment. So you receive a limited thought, you're aware of it, and you replace it with an empowering thought. You're telling a better story on the other side of that. You're replacing it, so you're not lingering in this limited thought, because the limited thought creates limitations, and the empowering thought reduces limitations. That's all you need to know. Exactly. Mm. But the science behind that is that you are creating from an empowering stance rather than a limited stance.
Mm-hmm. What a great experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Excellent. Well, then we will say that you formed a confident emotional state of being that you allowed yourself to get into the vibrational area of the feeling of what you wanted, which was a car, but not the any, but you weren't that specific about a car because you were more about the general feeling of being in a new fast car. And at first you were worrying about the price of this car and it's over the top and how will I look in it and blah, 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 blah. And then you allowed the universe to bring you at the right time, the manifestation of the perfect outcome in this case of what you truly wanted, not what you thought you wanted. Now you didn't have to figure any of it out on yourself. And all you did was get to this vibrational stance where when the idea came to you, you did not let the little fears get in the way. So imagine sitting there, having time, having the wherewithal to think, what's the most exciting thing I could do now? Then receiving the thought, go sit into this car, in this thing. And if you weren't vibrationally ready, you might have said to yourself, that is stupid. It's not going to be anything for me at BMW. Kind of car I want is completely different than that, and it's too expensive, or blah, 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 blah. Instead of this kind, you said, I am in this confident state, and I am in this stance of curiosity that I will follow this inspiration wherever it leads. And it led you exactly to the car that was the most elegant manifestation of what you truly wanted. And you realized it. Isn't that the incredible thing? Is if you're not in vibrational alignment with it, you can't even recognize that that's the car for you. In fact, you could be in that showroom and not see that car. That car could be sitting right in front of you and you could not even see it.
Hmm.
But because you became a vibrational match to it and you saw it, now fear still comes up, but you can know that as everything played out so elegantly, that that car was the right car for you, and you don't have to worry about anything else other than that. You know it's right. Nothing else matters. Yep. Even better, even more, even bigger, even brighter. More and more, more and more and more.
Hmm.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Another elegant manifestation. Boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Good. All right. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to say or share or ask? Crickets. We love crickets. That means we've done our job. Are you sure?
We're just all so good.
Is there anything out there? Anything? Well, then, we are delighted to be here with you in this time of awakening, of learning new stuff, of incorporating your life, of experimenting with it, of having fun with it, of being together in this high, intense, leading-edge, co-creative group, that this group is your group, that each of you are exactly as worthy and as advanced and as powerful, as incredible as each other in this group. And that includes all of you listening to this group and all of you reading and sharing and participating in the awakening and the higher vibrational energy that we're putting forth in this planet and with all the people of the world. And with that, we wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we will see you next time. We
are complete. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.